Can we please be seated for a while? We want to welcome ourselves to this year's convention. I want to appreciate God for making it possible for it to happen. Vessels that God have used in diverse ways to make it possible. I want to appreciate God for His protection and His cares. Are making a way for us to come from far and near,
lati bi jijina rere lati nitosi,
protecting us of the highway and the byways,
to abobo wa ni gbogbo ewu oju popo,
to come
lati le wa.
We are grateful that we are here.
Adupe lo Olorun pe a wa nibi.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ese.
Those on their way coming today, tonight,
or those that are yet to come
on by tomorrow,
ati awon ti yo wa lola,
or any other time,
tabi nigba miran,
the kind of protection we enjoy when we were coming,
iru abo Olorun ta gbadun nigba ta nbo.
We pray that the Lord will be gracious to every other person. Well, I want to say a few things because if only my Lord to say them.
We
have left our homes. We have made sacrifices. Especially looking at the condition of things in the nation. There is something that has brought us together. Men, women, boys again. Of like precious faith. We have come to stand before the mirror of God's word. You know, when you finish dressing at home, and you stand before the mirror, you do not see anybody else but yourself. Brother Abraham said, the reason why we come to church is to check up our standing with God. Amen.
Amen.
I will not talk more than this. We just read scripture, admonish ourselves. We read scriptures and admonish ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Once again, you are welcome. Both the ministers of God that are in our midst. Every one of us. May the Lord bless the purpose of our coming. Shall we rise? Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, we just want to thank you tonight for this opportunity given to us to once again invite your children from far and near for a joint fellowship and worship unto you. Lord Jesus, you have made promises. We know every promise of yours. is guaranteed and it cannot fail. You have promised that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there you will be in the midst of them. And your prophet said, when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording angel. You come to meet the needs of the people, to bless them, to heal the sick and the afflicted in their midst, to fill them with the Holy Ghost, and to refill those already filled. Our Father, we are praying, O God, these meetings will not do less than that in our individual lives. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As many as are not yet in the body of Christ, Lord, may you put them there, Lord. Those that are there, Lord, may you take them to higher ground. Any sickness, any disease, any affliction, in whichever way the enemy is troubling our mortal bodies, Lord, which is the temple that you dwell in, we know it's never your perfect will. And that is why, Lord, you receive stripes upon your body for our healing. And you said you wish we prosper being hurt, even as our soul prospered. We pray that every sickness, every disease will disappear in this meeting. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be our Father. And at the end of the services, there will be testimonies of salvation, testimonies of a closer walk with you, testimonies of healing, testimonies that the power and the works of the devil are completely destroyed. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Our homes and our properties that we left behind, we are trusted to your care. Father, help us to watch over them. Help me, help the interpreter. Help all of us, O God, that the fellowship around your word tonight will be a blessing to every one of us. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Take our Bibles.
How?
And we turn our Bibles to Hebrew chapter 10.
How she pili wa se peru rikewa.
And we will read from verse 14 to verse 17.
How kala teste keni lasi ese keta di
lokun. Of Hebrews chapter 10.
Si peru rikewa.
Verse 14.
That is the Kenila
to 17.
See, Keta di Logun,
and it goes like this.
Lobai.
For by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Nitori ni pa epokan, oti mua wanti asodi mi makpe titi lai.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that, he has said before. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them.
Eyi ni ma jemu ti emi o ba won da leyin ojo won ni Oluwa wi emi o fi ofin mi si won le okan inu won pelu le mi o si ko won si.
Lastly, verse
17.
Had their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of the scripture
to
our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The few things we want to say to encourage and admonish ourselves tonight.
I want dear si afesto lati mu wa lokan le lati gba niyanju lasale yi.
I want our thoughts to be based upon the new covenant blood. The new covenant blood.
Oh, ma je mu tutun ti eje na.
What Abraham told us that the covenant is a testament.
A wo li so fun wa pe ah ma je mu kan o je adehun kan.
The Old Testament has the blood that they made use of.
Ma je mu lai lai o ni eje kan ti won lo.
We all know as Bible readers, gbogbo
wa ni a mo gege bi oluka bibeli,
as children of God,
ati omo Olorun,
who are acquainted with reading the Bible,
a to je pe won ma o mo lara lati ma ka bibeli.
We know that how God put man in the garden.
A mo bi Olorun se fi eniyan sinu ogba.
And the Bible says, after all that God created, Adam was not having a helpmate.
Adamu ko ni orun lowo kankan.
And the Lord said,
ah, Oluwa si wi pe,
it is not good,
ko dara,
for him to be alone,
fun okunrin na lati da wa ni onikan,
without a helpmate,
lai si orun lowo pelu re.
Every other thing, animals, bird life, and what have you, were created. Created male and female.
Gbogbo awon eda to ku, eranko, eye, ohun gbogbo to ku la dani meji meji.
Abraham told us that Adam, the spirit that was in him, was both masculine and feminine.
Arakunrin Abraham so fun wa pe emi to wa ninu re o je emi ti akọ ati ti abo papọ.
And then God caused a deep sleep.
Olorun wa je ki orun ijika ko
come upon Adam.
Okun Adamu.
And he took a rib.
Olorun si yo egun iha kan.
From the woman.
O si fi se obirin na.
I brought the woman to him.
O mu obirin to Adamu wa.
As he has done other creatures.
Like pe o ti se da awon to ku.
We are made to know whatever the name Adam gave to them, that was the name thereof.
A fi ye wa pe oruko ti Adamu so gbogbo eda o loruko ti won je.
And when Adam saw her, he said, this is now bone of my bones. A flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman. Because she's taken from man.
Amen.
Amen. That is why Brother Brown told us that the woman was not in the original creation. Because it was after God has finished all creations that he took a rib from Adam to form her. Amen.
Amen.
And God put them in the garden. They were there. With instructions that the fruit of the trees in the garden thou mayest eat, but with the exception of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
They
said, the day you eat thereof, that day you will surely die. A brother Abraham said, since they partook of it, since that day, till now, nobody has lived one day. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet told us, according to the scriptures, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. The one that was closer to it was Methuselah. But he never made it. And the prophet also told us that sin did not begin on earth. Sin, Eshe, did it begin on earth? It started in heaven. When the vice, will I say, I wouldn't say vice president, the deputy God, let me put it that way. When he rebelled, and there was war in heaven. It is not war of AK-47, this is a man-made. Finally, he was cast down. He brought two thirds of ages along with him. And the prophet said, the battles of ages. Then came the battles of men. When he came down, he looked at all that God created. He saw war animal. Remember, it's animal. The Bible called it beast. He was so close to human being that he could speak a human language. Not only that, he was so close to human being that his blood could mix with that of woman and form a child. Amen.
Amen.
And he entered into that beast.
Ah, Satan wonu eranko
na. Straight to the garden.
O si lo sinu ogba tara.
When he got there,
nigba to de be,
Adam was not there.
Adam o tin le.
If was there.
Ori efa ni le.
Then he asked if.
O si bere lowo ifa.
And the Lord said,
Oluwa ti wi pe,
do not eat all the fruit of the trees in the garden.
O janu gbogbo igi to wa nu ogba.
Then the woman begin to explain.
Ba no obirin wa bere si salaye.
Along the line of our explanation, the beast says, you will not surely die. God is a good God. All that he did was to add N-O-T. The day you eat the arrow, God said you will surely die. But he came and said you will not surely die. Remember, while Adam and Eve were there in the garden, they did not know the use of one another. They were clothed, they were covered with the anointing of God. They didn't know they were naked. But all the time they were naked. But they were covered with the glory of God. They didn't know it. Hallelujah. Every evening, in the cool of the evening, God will come to the garden. When God comes to the garden, Adam and Eve will be very happy.
Adam and Eve
to receive him. It's a time of fellowship. The
prophet
said, Adam will be telling God, today, I played with lions. I played with tigers. I played with leopards. I played with bears. Those are animals today. We call carnivorous animals. They were not so at the beginning. They were eating grass like goat and sheep and cows. Hallelujah. Then, when this evil one came to the garden, he began to show the woman the features of her body and the purpose why those things were placed there, which Adam didn't know. Which Adam did not know.
Adam ko mo tele.
Herself didn't know.
Be ni efa pelu o mo.
But the woman, you know, the beast was now telling her.
Gbẹran ko wan so fun obirin ba.
Along the line.
Ni oju ona de
pa something took place between the woman and the beast.
O kan sele laarin obirin na.
We are made to know by the message of the hour that is how Cain was born.
A je ko ye wa nipa oro Olorun tojo ni pe bi a ti se bi Kaini niye.
Cain was not born by Adam.
Kaini ki se omo Adamu.
The Bible says Cain was of that wicked one.
Ibele wi pe Kaini o je omo eni buburu ni.
Anytime, any day, Adam remained a son of God.
Lojo kojo ni bi ki bi Adamu je omo Olorun
si. He cannot be referred to as that wicked one.
A o le toka si Adamu gege eni buburu ni.
after that happened to the woman,
her
eyes were opened. She has gotten a new experience. Then she took the experience to the husband. He said, all this while. So you don't know this kind of thing. I have learned something. He told the man, this, and this. Amen.
Amen.
When that took place, both of them recognized they were naked.
Remember,
all along, they have been naked. But they were covered with the glory of God. They now see themselves as naked.
Brother
Abraham said, man and woman bringing children here on earth is a permissive will of God. That was in his perfect will. Then you will ask me, why did God wire man the way he wired man? Why did he wire woman the way he wired woman? Because being finite, he knows everything. He knew they will come to that level. That is why the Bible says, did my mother conceive me? What makes us sinners? It's not because we lie. It's not because we cheat. It's not because we live immorally. It is because we were born by man and woman relationship. And the Bible says, in sin, did my mother conceive me? Do you know some people? You are witnessing today. If you are witnessing to them, they will justify themselves. They tell you, I don't have anything against anybody. I've never done anything wrong to anybody. I don't care how you justify yourself. If you are born by a woman, you are a sinner. That is why the Bible says, all have sinned
and
come short of the glory of God. All means all. It does not matter the religious garment you are wearing. It doesn't matter the religious title you carry. Whether Pope, whether cardinal, whether whatever, you are a sinner by birth. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why there is none of us that
will
help himself. If you cannot help yourself, you can't help nobody else. If all of us are caught by the same trap, for us to ever be set free, it will be somebody who is not part of that, you know, that kind of situation. That is why your blood cannot atone for you. It cannot atone for your children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we need perfect blood for perfect redemption. And the only one who could have produced it is a spirit. Her spirit don't have body. Spirit don't have body like we have.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí ò sì ní ara tá orú ara tá wà.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember.
Rántí.
When God came again in the garden after that.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run sọ̀kalẹ̀ sínú ọgbà.
Instead of Adam.
Ó ní Ádámù.
And Eve.
Àti Éfà.
Running to welcome him.
Dípò kí wọ́n wá kán wá kí káàmù.
For the normal fellowship.
Bí wọ́n ṣe máa ń ṣe ìdàpọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
When they heard his voice.
Nígbà tí wọ́n gbọ́ ohun rẹ̀.
They were running away.
Ṣé ni wọ́n sá lọ?
Agosse.
Ọlọ́run wípé.
Adam.
Ádámù.
Adam.
Ádámù.
Where are you?
Ìwọ da.
As if he didn't know.
Bí ẹni pé kò mọ̀.
Before the foundation of the world.
Ṣáájú ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé.
He knew that thing will happen.
Ọlọ́run mọ̀ pé wọ́n ò ṣe ohun yẹn. Ó mọ̀ pé yóò ṣe.
Amen.
Amen.
Adam, where are you?
Adam, ìwọ̀dà.
He said, we are your boys.
Ó ní agbó rẹ̀ Ọlọ́run akúkú gbọ́.
I'm afraid.
Mo ẹ̀rú wá bà wá ni.
Because we are naked.
Nítorí pé a wà ní òhò.
God said,
ọ̀rọ̀ pé
you are naked.
Ẹ wà ní òhò.
Who told you?
Ta ló sọ yẹn fún yín?
Have you done what I ask you not to do?
Mo ní kẹ má ṣe ni.
Listen to the answer.
Ephesians down now.
Of Adam.
Látọ̀dọ̀ Adam.
Adam said.
Adam wípé.
The woman.
Obìnrin.
You gave to be with me.
Tó fi fún mi. Tó fún mi.
Is the one that did it.
Òun ló ṣe o.
In other ways.
Tí ó tún sọ pé.
In other ways.
Ní ká tún sọ dáadáa.
I didn't ask for her.
Mi ò sábẹ́rẹ̀.
Na you say.
Ìwọ ló sọ pé.
It is not good.
Ìwọ ló sọ pé kò dáa.
Be alone.
Obìnrin yẹn dákú
kò dáa. You gave to me.
Ìwọ ló fi fún mi.
And look at what she has done.
Ẹ wá ohun tó ṣe báyìí.
Amen.
Amen.
And then.
Nígbà náà.
God said.
Ọlọ́run wípé.
Woman.
Iwọ obìnrin.
Why did you do this?
Kí ló ṣe tó ṣe léyìn?
He said, it's the serpent that beguiled me.
Ó ní ẹranko tó padà dejò yẹn, òun ló tàn mí jẹ.
We asked Adam, why did he do that?
Àbí Ádámù kìí tó
fún mi. He said, na the woman where you gave me.
Ó ní obìnrin tó fún mi o, òun ló ṣe o. Ọwọ́ ẹ̀ ni kò ti
bẹ̀rẹ̀. He passed the blame.
Ó fi ẹ̀bi yí, ó fi fó, ó ti sọ.
When they asked the woman.
Nígbà bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ obìnrin.
She passed the blame.
Ó fi ẹ̀bi yí sí.
To the serpent.
Ẹranko tó padà dejò.
Where God didn't question the serpent.
Ọlọ́run ò béèrè ẹjọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹranko tó padà dejò.
That was the first conference.
Ayé ni ìpàdé àkọ́kọ́.
That was ever had.
Tá a ṣe lákòótá àkọ́kọ́
tẹ̀lé. Since the beginning of the creation.
Láti ìpìlẹ̀ ayé.
When things are out of order. When things are out of order.
Nígbà tí nǹkan bá dàrú.
When there are problems.
Nígbà tí ìṣòro bá wà.
When there are troubles.
Nígbà tí ìdààmú bá wà.
Yes, conferences are called.
Nígbà náà la máa ń pè pàdé àpàdé àsọyé.
You know there was a crisis in this country one time.
Pé ìdààmú wà nínú orílẹ̀-èdè.
They call a conference in Aburi, in Ghana.
Wọ́n pe ìpàdé kan sí Aburi.
Amen.
Ní Ghana.
Seeking for the solution of that problem.
Láti wá ojútùú sí ìṣòro yẹn.
There is a difference.
Ìyàtọ̀ wà.
When God call conference.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá pe ìpàdé.
And when man call conference.
Àti ìgbà tí ènìyàn bá pe ìpàdé.
When man call conference.
Nígbà tí ènìyàn bá pe ìpàdé.
We exchange ideas.
Àwọn oníkálukú máa ń sọ èrò tiẹ̀.
And opinions.
Àti bó ṣe rò pé yóò ṣe.
But when God call conference.
Wọ́n ní ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá pe ìpàdé.
He doesn't need your idea.
Kò nílò èrò tiẹ̀.
He doesn't need your opinion.
Kò nílò èrò tiẹ̀.
Because he knows the solution to that problem.
Ọlọ́run mọ̀ ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
Let me tell you one thing.
Jẹ́ kí n sọ kan
fún ọ. As we are all sitting here so.
Gbogbo wa ṣe jókòó ní.
God.
Ọlọ́run.
He knows every problem of anyone of us.
Ìṣòro oníkálukú yín.
He knows where your needs are.
Ó mọ gbogbo àìní yín.
Whether physical needs.
Yálà àìní
ṣe. Material needs.
Àìní ṣe.
Spiritual needs.
Àìní ṣe.
He knows all things.
Ọlọ́run mọ gbogbo rẹ̀.
Amen. So when there is a problem.
O dàbí pé ìṣòro bá wà.
It's like you are bringing request to God.
O dàbí pé o mú ẹ̀bẹ̀ àdúrà wọ ọ̀tọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
When you are bringing your request.
Nígbà tó bá mẹ́bẹ̀ àdúrà rẹ̀ wá.
Let me tell you, you are not bringing information to God.
Ẹ sọ fún ọ, o wá sọ fún Ọlọ́run kan tọ́lọ́run.
Before you ask in your prayers. Before you ask in your prayers.
O tó bèrè nínú àdúrà
rẹ̀. God have already known.
Ọlọ́run ti mọ̀.
What your problem
is. Mo ti ṣòro rẹ̀ jẹ́.
As we are all sitting so.
Gbogbo aṣẹ jọkọ yìí.
He knows our problem.
O mọ ìṣòro wa.
He knows our needs.
O mọ àìní wa.
He knows our request.
O mọ tó jẹ́ wàhálà wa.
That is the God we serve.
Ọlọ́run tá à ń sìn ni.
No wonder we see that song.
Ọwọ́ títí a fi ń kọ́
sí ni. What a mighty God.
Ọlọ́run láwo là ń sìn yìí.
Hallelujah.
Ọlọ́run láwo là ń sìn
yìí. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Ẹ̀rù nàná tàjọ.
angels bow before. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's so great and mighty. Our brother Abraham told us. He said, if you have God inside of you, you will see God in everything. This earth that we build houses is the manifestation of the spoken word of God. You see the moon and the stars rise in their whole season. It is the manifestation. It is the manifestation of the spoken word. You see the sun rise from the east, set in the west every day. It is the manifestation of the spoken word. You see rainfall. After which you see rainbow. It is the manifestation of God's spoken word. Our God is God. Our God alone. He has no right. If you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, you should be happy all the days of your life. Because all power, both in heaven and in earth, they are at his disposal. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can bypass him to hurt you. Until God finishes with you, there is nothing the devil can do. God bless you, church.
Hallelujah.
I say God bless you. Then God, look at the serpent. I say, Mr. Serpent, because you have done this thing upon your belly, you will grow all the days of your life. We used to see Pentecostals. They withdraw that reptile. They put apple on his mouth to be given to the woman. That is carnality.
I let me alone.
It was not in that form. He did what he did. He became that after judgment. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy you are associated with the true prophet of God in our generation?
Oh, power ni Olorun to to pade ni ran re.
In Amos 3:7, God said, the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealed His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Brothers and sisters, I love Brother
Abraham.
Why some people are saying the man is wrong? I pray to get deeper into the message that the man brought. Amen.
Amen.
As we all are here, so. As we are all here, so. We came from somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing you can do about it. You will return where you come from. We are the people of God.
Yes.
We came from God. Going to God, singing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, church.
Hold on, before you talk.
Jesus said,
Jesus Christ,
day that my Father has given to me. Day that my Father has given to
me.
They will come.
Whoa, wow.
I don't care what anybody says about the message. If you have your day to this message, you will come.
Oh, what in order?
Oh, hallelujah.
That's the truth.
I said this in the name.
Amen.
Judas.
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 He couldn't help be Judas.
Ole, show me no. You can't get Judas.
He came from somewhere.
He because he was.
And he went back to where he came from.
Father lost him.
As many.
Yeah,
has come from God.
That
are God's seed. God will lose none.
Oh, Lord,
you
Amen.
When will not be lost.
Olorun o le so yokanu.
Then God faced Adam.
Olorun wa koju si Adamu.
Adamu. Because you have listened to your wife.
Nitori pe o feti si yawo
re. Contrary to what I told you.
Lo ti so ti mo so fun o.
I caused this ground for your sake.
Mo fi ile yi bu nitori ti e.
He did cause Adamu.
Mo fi Adamu bu.
Nobody can curse a son of God.
Nobody
can curse a daughter of God.
It's
God that justifies.
Amen.
If God says you are his son, you are his son. Nobody can change it. No problem can change it. No sickness can change it. When you are on top of the mountain, all is well. When you find yourself in the depression of the valley, all is still well. It's a good day.
Hallelujah.
It's a bad day. All is still well.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, church. He said, Adam, you will till this ground.
Adamu.
The sweat of your face will be all the days of your life.
And
does thou act?
And
does thou shall return?
And
when God was concluding with the woman, he said, in conception,
I will
multiply your pain.
Your
desire
shall
be that of your husband.
And
he shall rule over you. Amen.
Amen.
Our brother Abraham said, he said, if you say you are a sister and you are not submissive to your husband,
so
let me tell you, you are not a Christian.
Oh, Christian.
Amen.
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 No, there are some aspects people don't like in preaching. For your information, the Bible says, All scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, unto righteousness, so that the man of God, the woman of God, the boy of God, the girl of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good
works.
As the Bible says, it is though that God loves that he chastises.
I want Olorun nife lo nba wi. Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
I say may God help us.
Olorun ko ran wa lowo.
Does thou act?
Ire rupe ni o.
Does thou shall return?
Ire rupe lo pada si.
The prophet said,
woli wi pe
that was not spoken of the soul.
A o so yan nipa okan eniyan. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church.
Olorun bukun yin jo.
I say God bless you.
Olorun bukun yin.
That is why you notice in funeral services.
Eba kesi nibi ton ba tin se isiku.
Some people can manage until they want to lower the corpse.
Awon eyan kan won le farada titi ti o fi wa ma so oku sinu.
It is that dead person that they are putting on the grave.
Won ro pe eni to ku yen na so sinu kokoto.
You know that is contrary to the scripture.
Yen do di so oro Olorun.
Once they close their eye, is dead, they are somewhere else. That is the house which they live in. Brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Amen. Lafia funyi.
Blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, let me say this. On
a
daily basis, you have a battle to fight. You're weak. Your will versus God's will.
If you are
not born again, I can assure you, you will always prefer your will to God's will. Jesus said, if a man slap you on one cheek, turn the other one. Let's take it naturally the way Jesus spoke. I don't care the interpretation you want to put on it. That is a contrast to what I want to say. If a man slap you, If you are not a Christian,
to ba se Christian,
if you have knife,
to ba ni ope,
you will shook him.
Iwo opigun.
Before you remember what Jesus said.
Ko to ran ti on ti Jesus so.
Amen.
Amen.
Before you remember Jesus said told the other
side. O ti pe Jesus
so. You will have retaliated.
Ye gbe keji o ti se ti e pada.
Ani emi igba ti mi o so ma ni.
When I'm not a fool. When I'm not a bastard.
Your will.
Ifere.
But on God's will.
Oh Lord, deceive your Lord.
Do you know the prophet said? You should get to a place in your life that you love everybody, including your bitterest enemy, including the person that you know if he has opportunity, he will terminate your life. You can never do it as long as you are carrying Adamic nature. Let me say something. Every man that is born of woman is born defeated. If you will ever have victory, if you will ever have victory, you must be born again. When you are born of woman, you have Adamic nature. But when you are born again, you have divine nature.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, therefore, if any man
be
in Christ,
he's
a new creation. All things
have
passed away. All things have become new. Amen.
Amen.
He got it in chapter 2.
Nigalasha ori keji.
At verse 20. Paul was saying,
Paul,
he said, it's no longer me that lives, but Christ lives in me. Believer, thou this. Is Christ living in you? Brothers and sisters, it's a time of preparation. The scripture talked to us about the rapture. The dead in Christ.
I want to talk to
shall rise first.
And
we that our life shall remain. That are in Christ. Shall be changed. Upon the resurrected and the changed world, we gather together supernaturally. We will meet with the Lord in the air as close as we ever be with the Lord. Brothers, sisters, Brother Abraham said, there is a mistake many people make. After repentance, and what about it? That one is not you to be a member of an assembly. We call you brother. We call you sister. The prophet said, don't stop there. He said, you must go further and receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will put you in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are you following me? Remember, after the Peter said, what happened
to
you? Become a member in that assembly. You might be gifted. You might know how to play guitar. You might know how to play computer. You might know how to play piano. You might be a gifted song leader. Let those things not be your absolute. Are you following me?
Amen.
That brother is our guitarist. That brother is our top. Is our top
peter.
That brother is our. Is the one that plays piano in our church.
Arakunye ulo man te duro funwa ni.
Don't let your head swear.
Ma kekinye mori
re. Because you are not rich anywhere yet.
Toro oti debi kakan.
The Bible says, if any man, has not got the Spirit of Christ,
he
is none of his.
Amen.
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 Amen. I used to ask a question. The Bible says, when Jesus was here, he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. Is there written in your Bible? Is there written in your Bible? He was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. Brother Abraham made a passage. He said Jesus was tempted by women, was tempted by money, was tempted by popularity, today, the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ,
his
spirit form. Is that true? And he's living in us. How come about lying, stealing, cheating, living immorally? Nowadays, people no longer call adultery. They say he's cheating on me. I don't care the grammar you put on it. You cannot change what the Bible calls it. Today, they no longer call fornication. They say we are dating.
Okay.
Make another date. The Bible says, God is no mocked. Whatever a man sow, that is what he will reap. Your father, hallelujah.
Amen.
Your father will not be held responsible for your sins. Your mother will not be held responsible for your sins. You are an individual before God. Amen. The salvation of the man in the house is not sufficient for the wife. It's not sufficient for the children. What Abraham told us, God does not have grandchildren. No. The way your mother consecrated herself, repented and received the Holy Ghost, you must come that same way. Because all that God has are sons and daughters.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, may I say something? Amen.
Amen.
If what the blood of animal could not do, and the blood of Jesus cannot also do it,
that
Jesus died in vain. But he did not die in vain. He died. Oh man. We are made to know that when a goat gives birth,
we will
give birth to goats. When sheep give birth, we will give birth to sheep. When God gives birth,
we
give birth to sons and daughters of God.
And you
saw what Abraham said. He said you cannot be a sinner and a saint.
Oh, let you see in your mima ni bakana.
You see that you are a sinner.
Yala ko jeleche.
Or you are a saint.
Tabi ko jeyan mima.
Abraham said, God will not send people to hell because they are sinners. He said they will go to hell because they refuse the way out of sin. God provided a way out of sin. That way he provided out of sin is
Christ.
Are you following me? We all know how Jesus was born. You remember the case of Mary and
Joseph.
Mary was mature.
Maria,
but there were prophecies.
There's
going to be an everlasting time. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. His name will be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Like I said earlier on, his people.
Amen.
The serpent seed cannot be saved. Are you following me?
Amen.
disciples it cannot be saved. God has his people. If you are one of their people, stand up to your soul. And Jesus said, you have not chosen me. I'm the one that have chosen you. And I've ordained you to so go and bring forth fruit that your fruit may abide. In John chapter 17, he was praying, say, Father, while I was here, all that you gave to me, I sanctified myself. And none of them was lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He said, I'm going away. I'm not saying you should take them out of the world. I am saying you should protect them from evil. The prayer of Jesus, God will answer it for you.
Amen. Adura Jesus.
He will protect you from evil. From danger. That is why we see that little song. I will serve God on the
blood.
I will serve God on the
blood.
I will serve God. Oh, the devil! Where the devil can do me no harm, 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 no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. I say God bless you. So people will not go to their village. So people will not go to their village. They say there are witches there. Do you know who you are?
So
the brown preacher Samuel. Say he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Witches are wizards. They should see you around. It's not you. It's not you running from them. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, church. I say God bless
you.
After God had dealt with Adam, there with the there with the serpent.
Well, I thought it's to go of Kale for Adam. Ah, Eto, Ati, Ati Obirin.
He took an innocent lamb.
Oh, Amu.
He slay it. He used the blood to cover them.
Use
the skin
to
cover their nakedness. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the Old Testament,
it was
the blood of animal. They used all
throughout.
And the Bible says the blood of goats and of
goats
cannot make the worshiper perfect. Believe that?
He
couldn't. When a man sins, he will bring a lamb, give it to the priest. They will examine it. He must be without blemish. When it's confirmed, it could be offered. The man will lay his hands on it, confess all his sins, take the life of the animal. The death he could have died is transferred to the animal. He will leave that place, rejoicing at Jehovah's bidding. But he still have the same conscience to continue in that sin. But when the blood of the new covenant was shed, hallelujah.
Amen.
But Abraham said, the reason why the blood of animal could not perfect the
word is
because the animal, he has spirit, he has no soul. But the man has body, he has spirit. When Jesus went on the cross, but Abraham said, the light that was in animal blood was animal light. The light that was in the blood of Jesus Christ was God's own light. Hallelujah, church.
Amen.
After God has used his blood to cleanse you,
nígbà tí Ọlọ́run ti lu ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ láti fọ ọmọ,
God,
Ọlọ́run,
came,
ó wá
to live in you,
láti gba gbé nínú rẹ̀. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 You cannot live above your nature.
O le gbe koja iwa ida to wa nu re.
When you were a sinner,
nigba to je lese,
you couldn't live above Adam.
O le gbe koja iwa ida.
Now that you are a son of God,
nigba to wa dromo Olorun bayi,
you cannot live contrary to the nature of God. You
iwa ida Olorun to wa ninu re.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, we carry. May God help us.
Olorun wa lowo.
I want to say something before I go back up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we say we are human beings, we cannot be perfect.
But me, I'm sorry. How did you pray? How did
you pray? You are not speaking Bible.
Oh, stop it, Billy.
Jesus said,
"Just to
be perfect."
Only a check with
as your heavenly Father is perfect.
I need not to check with pay. Amen. That's right.
But Abraham went into illustration.
Abraham swear if you were.
He said, if you take the life of purple,
and
you put the life of guava inside,
guava
he said, it will no longer produce
purple.
Brothers and sisters, when we repented of our sins
and
we are filled with the Holy Ghost, Adam's nature is dead. God takes over our lives. That is what Paul is saying. Oh man, it's no longer me than
him,
but Christ lives in me. Christ came into us to live his own life.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
No.
May God help us. What Abraham said, we have not even seen ourselves, but we only see the body that carry ourselves. The real mountains you have never seen. The real sinners you have never seen. The spirit that is in him, the spirit that is in me,
that
is what
yeah.
And before you can know that type of spirit that is living in you, is identified in the character that you have.
I'm Dama Nipa Iwatoni.
Amen.
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 We are going to read scripture before we close. The blood of the new covenant bring perfection to the sons and daughters of God. And the prophet said, you may look at me as if I'm not perfect. I may look at you as if you are not perfect. He said, but in Christ, we are perfect. He said, that is what God said. Do you know, but Abraham preached a message of perfection.
No,
may God help you. And the Bible says,
sin
shall not have dominion over you. Do you believe that?
Amen.
May God help us too. I say, may God help us. Brother Abraham said, presently, presently, we are reigning with Christ.
And Joba pelu Christi.
You are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Joba po pelu mi mo.
You are in that spiritual kingdom.
Wa ninu ijoba te mi ye.
Amen.
Amen.
While you are in that spiritual kingdom,
Joba toba wa ni ijoba te mi ye.
You have dominion.
You want to cross
over sin.
Glory is yours.
Over the flesh.
Glory ara.
Over the world.
Glory aye.
And over Satan.
Ati glory satari.
Can you say?
Yo le so pe ami.
God bless you.
Olorun bukun o.
I am what God says.
I am.
Hallelujah.
I am what God says. I am.
Hallelujah. Oh.
I am a winner. I am not a loser.
Hallelujah. Oh.
I am what God says. I am.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. In Colossians chapter 1. Amen.
Amen.
I think is it verse 13 or thereabout? Let me check it.
Praise
God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. The blood of the new covenant, once the sinner is purged,
he
no longer have the desire for sin.
He's
born a victorious man, a victorious woman.
Temptation
will come your way.
Trials
will come your way. Problems will come your way. For your information, there is no trial. There is no temptation. There is no problems or troubles that can overcome the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? God bless you. Let me say something. No matter how many years ago it be that you are born again, there is always that desire for more of God. Because there is always more of God. That is why we see that little song. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.
Lati dabi Jesus.
To be like
Jesus.
On eternal.
O gbogbo ti mo fe. Ni kin dabi re.
To like Johnny.
Ni gbogbo irin ajo aye yi.
Lati
aye de o.
I only ask.
O sa bere.
To be like
Jesus. Kin dabi Jesus.
You cannot come to a spot in your life.
You
say, I'm fully overcome. I no longer pray. You are joking. There is always more of God. Let me say something. If you are a child of God, and you are stubborn, you won't listen to God. The prophet said, God will cut your life short. Not that you will be lost, though. Do you know many people thought that, what do you call it now? Oh, my.
Saul.
Many people thought that Saul was lost. The Bible says the Spirit of God has departed from him. And the Spirit of the devil has come upon him. Or he begins to consult evil people with family. Even in that condition, he was still a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Once you are a son of God, God can never change his children to Satan children. Let me also say, all the noise making of the devil.
Yes, sir.
All the noise making of the devil,
he
cannot change the seed of God to serpent seed. Then what is he making noise
about?
Sons of God will ever remain sons of God. Daughters of God will ever remain daughters of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whether the devil like it or not, we are what we are. What God make us is what we are. Are you so like that small song? Satan, shame on to you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame on to you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, devil, shame on to you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, Satan, shame on to you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Yeah. You are a God.
Oh, I know a lot.
Satan is powerless.
Ah, Satan
in your life.
Oh, the line, I don't know.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I say, God bless you.
Call on Bukuni.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not afraid. We are not afraid to say we are sons of God. We are daughters of God. We are what we are by the grace of God. But let me chip in this.
Brother
Abraham said, if you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you have an experience, he said, follow it a while. He said, what were you before the Spirit? What are you now after the experience? When Christ comes inside of you, he doesn't come to be subject to your Adamic nature. It doesn't come to be subject to your Adamic nature. It comes to kill that Adamic nature and put his own nature inside of you. That is why the Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Listen, church. I will come down again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God descended on the mountain, the Bible refers to the mountain as a holy mountain. When God descended upon that bush that was on fire without consuming the elements, Moses said, I will turn aside to see. God told him, hey, remove the shoes on your leg. The ground you are is a holy ground. Anywhere God is, He displays His holiness. He displays His righteousness. Do you know the scripture says you and me? Jesus was made sin for us, so that you and me might become the very righteousness of God in Him. Do you believe that?
Amen.
How about Abraham said, don't live a defeated life.
He
said, Pentecostal sky.
It's
full of original. He said, don't take count of it. He said, it is one thing for you. It is one thing for you to say you have the Holy Ghost. It is another thing for you to truly have the Holy Ghost. Wherever the Holy Ghost is,
it
will display His character. Amen. So people will say, it's the monisuru to show my best human being. There's a limit to human endurance. I agree with you. There's a limit to human endurance. But there is no limit to Holy Ghost endurance. Do you believe that?
Let's
step in slowly.
Amen. When you bite me, when you...
It
was when he offended
me.
I kept quiet.
Oh, to toss me.
He spit on me. I kept quiet. He stepped on me. I kept quiet. It was when he now spit on my face.
There's a limit to human
endurance.
Brother Abraham said, when the man of Oregon
came
to him, for his face, he said, if there was any anger left, it would have manifested. Despite all that, he said he loved the man. May God help you. May He help me. Blessed be His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Now, in closing, blessed be His holy name.
Hallelujah.
In the temple,
you know, temple,
there was a particular place that they put a veil. Nobody enters there. The high priest, once a year, he must observe all protocols. If he entered there carelessly, he would die. What was in that place? That was the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
The Ten Commandments, that was in the ark.
When
Bugbugbu came up, God told Moses, tell the 12 tribes of Israel, let everybody bring it up.
So when
they bring it, they put it in that audience of
holies.
Prophet said by tomorrow, and the Lord said by tomorrow, the best thing that I have chosen,
his
rod we bought. That is how Aaron's rod body.
Abi opa aro ni se ruwe ni.
If anything death come into that place, it will come to life.
Ohun to ti kuba bo wa si be, yo da aye pada.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember the instruction given to them about the manna they were eating? If you eat in a
man,
the following day it will speak. For God told Moses, fill the pot with that manna, put it in that place. As long as it was in that place, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, 12 months a year, the manna was fresh.
Manna now was lot to see bear.
Amen. Where we see the joy of the Lord is
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Amen.
There's another version that says, he filled my mouth
with laughter. I laugh, he filled my mouth with laughter. I laugh, I laugh.
He filled my mouth with laughter.
I laugh, I laugh.
Oh yes, the joy
of the Lord is my strength.
God bless you, church.
Allah bless you, church.
I say God bless you.
What do you call it?
What God says about you?
Oh, turn on Sunday back.
It's China.
Oh, look me. Oh, la beke. Hallelujah.
When Jesus came,
nígbà tí Jésù dé,
he came according to the promised picture.
Ó wá ní bámu pẹ̀lú ìlérò Ọlọ́run.
They call him bastard.
Wọ́n pé lọ́mọ àlè.
He was anointed with the Holy Ghost.
Wọ́n sọ pé
without measure.
Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí mọ́lá
ìdí
ìdíwọ̀n.
Opened the bright eyes. Cutting the doctor's
teeth. He lay walk.
He never attended the funeral service.
Oh, Lord, see,
each time he come, he cut out with the dead, he raised him back to life. And the people said, he's the chief of all the devils. When they call him bastard. Was he bastard? When they call him Beelzebub, was it Beelzebub? I have seen people fight like lions. Olobumi.
He abused me.
Obumi.
He abused me. Yes.
Kilo fibu e oni orori e.
How did he abuse you?
You know, see his head.
See his head.
The man talking don't have head.
Eh?
What type of abuse is that? Oh, Rodier. And they will fight.
Oh, Rodier.
God bless you, church.
Call up Bukunyi, John.
I said, God bless you.
Call up Bukunyi.
The things you read in the internet concerning the message.
Don't allow any of those rubbish.
To shake you.
Ma je ki awon oro radada yen ko mi o.
At the time of the apostle.
Ni akoko awon apostle.
The Bible says.
Ibele wi pe
that there must be heresies among you.
Yo ni agbodo ni awon awon aladamo
laarin yin. So that they that are approved.
Ki awon to je pe o yege.
Will be made manifest.
Won le farahan. Won le farahan pe won yege.
In the internet, so people are baptizing people in the name of the Lord, in the name of Brother Abraham. They are praying in the name of Brother Abraham. That is a trash. Brother Abraham did not teach that. Amen. Brother Abraham was born by Charles and Ella. He was born by sex. That is why he repented and received the Holy Ghost. But the message that he brought is one man message. We must not add. We must not
subtract.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord told him, tell them to say what the text says. For he then laid the rattling tail. At the time of the apostles, some people left. And they have this to say.
What is the lady?
Concerning them that left,
it's
because they are not part of us. If they have been part of us, they will have remained. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be moved by any. I don't care what the person you have done for the message. Everybody will go back to where he come from. For your information, before the prophet was taken,
it's
not dimensional. I think you believe it. That's where he is. Before he was taken, God have already shown him the preview of the bride. Whether you like it, you don't like it, whether the devil like it, you don't like it, you get to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of
such
things, the bride will be there. I'm only saying, hey, brother, sisters, make your calling. Are you election?
Sure. If you are
seeking for the Holy Ghost and you have experience,
and
your way of life has not changed, you still lost after women, you still do all those evil things, don't lie against the truth. You have been deceived by a ghost. The prophet says it might be a ghost, not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. Anything that the Bible forbids, the Holy Ghost will forbid, will give you the power to overcome it. We are born again to be overcomers. Do you believe that?
Amen.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. All right. Shalom, my brother.
Amen.
I see the sign. Blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God love you.
I say God bless you.
God love you.
At the time of peace,
yeah, koko alafia,
we prepare for war.
La ma an pese fun ogun.
This is the time to prepare for the rapture.
What
Abraham said, if you say you have the Holy Ghost, and you find that that Holy Ghost don't make you to live a holy life,
he
said, bring that experience to the altar. Accordingly, and ask God for reality. The Bible says, no trial or temptation rather than come to you, which is not common to man. Is that so? He said, but God is faithful, that in every temptation he will make a way of escape, that you might be able to bear it. That is God that we have. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You reach out, say shalom to your brother and your sister. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, don't mind the devil, say defeat the devil. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. My brother, I will shake you.
Shalom, brother.
Don't worry, just stay where you are. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. Shalom. Shalom to the bride.
Amen.
There is a place of preference, and behind the veil, oh, rise, little bride, for this world. God bless you.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? If you want to be remembered in prayer for anything, God knows. According to the law of gravity,
he
said our hands should always go down. But if you have anything you ask it from God, just raise up your hand or two. Say, Lord, I believe. That's my own belief. God answers prayers. If you are not being filled with the Holy Ghost, please consecrate yourself. This is just welcoming you. Messages will come. God will come down in a greater dimension. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you are sick, it's the Lord that God has healed all our diseases. Bow your heads as we pray. Dear Almighty God, we just want to appreciate you for this little period that we have taken to admonish one another. Your grace, your calling, Lord, that called the ministers is the same grace and your calling that called the members of the assembly. Lord Jesus, what a member of the assembly will do and is considered sin by you. If a minister do it, it will also be considered sin. Our Father, we are praying for the platform to the pews. We present ourselves unto you. You are the only one who can help us. We can't help ourselves. We can't help anybody, but you are our helper. They that put their trust in you will be made to know they will never be put to shame. Father, whatsoever might be the needs in the lives of your children that have lifted up their hands, oh Master, thou who knoweth all things, thou who seeth all things, thou who taught us whatever we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we receive, and then shall we have it. Father, meet with every one of us at the very point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere there is sickness in this audience, Lord, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, our body, our spirit, the organs you put inside of us, Father, flush those diseases out, O God. Give us perfect health to fulfill scripture that says you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Take all the praises and worship, Lord, for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church.
Hallelujah.
Shalom to everyone. Amen.
Amen.
What do you say for me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, as you fellowship in the name of the Lord. May you really be blessed. Oh, you really be blessed. May your soul be refreshed. May your soul be refreshed. Hallelujah. May your soul be refreshed. Hallelujah. Oh, as you fast and pray and meditate in the word of the Lord. Oh, may your soul be refreshed. May your soul be refreshed. May we never depart. May we never depart. Hallelujah. May we never depart. Hallelujah. From the heavenly place, in Christ's fellowship of the saints. Oh, may we never depart. God, may we never depart. May we meet over there. 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 Hallelujah, oh, New Jerusalem is the final hope of the bride of the Lord. Oh, may we meet over there. May we meet over there. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I'll be glad. Hallelujah, this is the day.
One more time now.
Oh, this is.
Please be seated a while. Let's quickly listen to the few announcements that we have. This one is from the officer. I say, our nursing mothers should not drop pampers into the toilet bowls as this might not flush.
Won ma fi pampers won kan ma so sinu toilet o nitori pe o ko le ma lo o le di toilet yen.
Right, these are general announcements.
Le ja won fi lo fun gbogbo.
The use of gas cookers.
Lilo gas cooker amo
boiling ring
party boiling ring
stove
that is stove
and electric cooker.
Ati electric cooker.
They are not allowed in the hostels.
A o gba won laye ninu awon ile iwosun wa.
That is from the authority of the school.
Awon alase ile iwe lo so ile yi.
Only electric kettles.
Ati electric kettle.
That has automatic off switch.
To je pe o ma n para re to mi ba ti ho.
Is allowed.
O nikan lagba laye.
Electric kettles.
Electric kettle nikan
with automatic switch.
To je pe yo para re to ba to mi nu e ba ti ho.
Is the ones that are allowed.
O nikan lagba laye.
All those ones that are not allowed.
Gbogbo awon ton won gba laye yen.
If the security, if the school authorities see it, they will seize it.
Ba won alase ile iwe ba ri won o gba.
And will not be able to do anything about it.
These
are the service times, the time of the
services.
Morning devotions will take place 6 a.m. daily.
But Daji, yo shele ni ago mefa lo jojuma.
Just 1 hour, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Lat ago mefa sa ago meje.
After that, we'll go for a breakfast.
Lei na au lo fun unche uro wa.
The morning service will sit by 9:30.
Se oro how to lago mesabo
and dismiss by 12:30.
How si jade lago meji labo.
The evening service will sit by 5 p.m.
Se role how to lago marun
and will dismiss by 8 p.m.
How si tuka lago mejo.
All things being equal, our food for tonight is ready now.
The power of Olorun o ye ko nje wa ta le o ti se tan bayi.
So we can from here go for our food.
Do not leave TP Lord Jeon.
Then thereafter proceed to collect our mattresses and then go and lay down. Lay
na o lo pa awon timutimu ta office run house it lo si ile iwosun wa.
We regret any inconveniences we might have encountered.
Ajo atoro kafara fun awon o kudie kudie ti a ba ti le rin.
Efforts are being made to rectify any abnormality as soon as possible.
Awon sapa lowo lowo lati chatunse si gbogbo nkan to ba nilo atunse.
Then listen to this from the security committee.
Igbimo to nsap bojuto abo ni akoko
agwajo. Be conscious of your personal effects.
Won ni ejo e bojuto awon dukia yin
like your assets.
Gege bi ero lewo
power banks.
Power bank,
MP3, cameras,
One camera,
laptops and tablets.
Laptop at one compare.
It's better you go with them wherever you go.
Except
you are in a place that is 100% secured. And you don't have, and you know everybody in the room that you trust each other. The invitations to the conventions are not limited to church members. New people are also invited that we do not know what they can perform. May the Lord be our help.
We
won't be able to help if they are stolen, but we trust God that they will not be stolen. Finally, I want us to note that we have plenty of non-security people among us. So in case somebody has covetous spirits, you will be advised that you trust God that He will deliver you at this time, so that you will not be brought to public shame. You don't come to public shame. May God deliver us from all evil. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is the adore. Yes, unto the Lord be the glory. Great is the adore. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Great is He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me home. He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me home. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion and everlasting joy shall be upon the
shall obtain gladness and joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion an everlasting joy shall be upon their hands. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the Ohio. Is Mount Zion the size of the northern seat of the great king? Is Mount Zion the size of the northern city of the great king? I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.